News from Southwark by Owen Shepherd of Southwark News. The Grenfell fire changes absolutely everything. Nothing is off the tables. Housing boss agrees to full review into whether to put sprinklers in all tower blocks. Southwark Council's housing boss has agreed to a full review of whether sprinklers should be installed in all of the council's 174 high-rise blocks following the tragic Grenfell Tower fire. An influential committee of Labour and Liberal Democrat councillors recommended on Monday that the council should look again at whether to put sprinklers in flats for blocks that are seven stories or taller. The councillors questioned Southwark's deputy leader and cabinet member for housing, Stephanie Cryan, on how the authority has responded to the disaster in Kensington and Chelsea last week, which has claimed at least 79 lives. Councillor Cryan and Director of Housing Gerry Scott both emphasised that Grenfell changes everything and that nothing is off the table. On Tuesday, Councillor Cryan then posted on Twitter, "Have ordered a full review to be carried out on all Southwark high-rise blocks and look to, if needed, need for sprinklers and other measures." Comparisons have been drawn between the Grenfell fire and the 2009 tower block fire at Lackenall House, Camberwell, which claimed six lives. Following inquests into the deaths of the six Lackenall House victims, a coroner recommended to the council in 2013 to consider installing sprinkler systems in tower blocks. The council decided sprinkler systems would be unnecessary and too expensive and instead spent £62 million on other fire safety measures. Last week, Councillor Cryan wrote to residents saying, "Southwark has carried out a huge programme of works in recent years to improve the safety of our tower blocks. All Southwark Council blocks are equipped to tackle fires using a containment strategy, which relies on fire-resistant walls and doors to contain fires within rooms and stop them from spreading. All habitable rooms, which exclude communal hallways and stairwells, are fitted with smoke and/or heat detectors." But at Monday's meeting of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee, Councillor Cryan agreed the option of installing sprinklers would be revisited. Ms Scott also told the committee that an outcome of the government's Grenfell inquiry, announced by the Prime Minister Theresa May on the 15th of June, might be that national regulations would be updated to make sprinkler systems compulsory. Ms Scott said, "It must be, apart from anything else, that we will be compelled by government to put in sprinklers. The DCLG, that's the Department of Communities and Local Government, appears to be thinking that it might be a recommendation, and of course we'll respond and do whatever it takes. But we don't necessarily want to wait for the government to tell us what to do. We've spent a lot of time and money, quite rightly, because we've had to in Southwark, and we've tried to be ahead of the game because we've had good reasons to. This is about quickly deciding whether our standards are currently fit for purpose, and if not, what we should do." Councillor Cryan also agreed that she should lobby the government to give Southwark and other councils greater freedom to borrow millions of pounds for its housing revenue account, which holds money specifically for maintaining council housing. The committee heard that this money would be crucial in implementing a new programme to install sprinklers in the council's 174 tower blocks.